Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. I am so excited about this week's podcast. I am with people I care a lot about, including the director of the Fritz Noble School of Hospitality Management at the University of Denver, my dear friend David Corson, and my colleagues who are both seniors this year in the hospitality school. David's going to introduce them. The reason we're all together is we've been doing a program every year with David seniors called Pivot with Purpose, where we get to interact with all the seniors at the school and help them go deep and develop their dreams and collaborate and connect with each other. So today's podcast is going to be learning about that experience, but also learning about this magnificent school. So I'm going to start with asking my friend David to tell us about your role and this wonderful school that I call the Social Impact Hospitality School.
Thanks, Laurel. It's always great to see you, to spend time with you. Never enough, actually. I'm delighted to be able to be on the podcast with you and with the two seniors who are with us to talk about the school and their experience with Pivot. Our brand platform is Unlocking Extraordinary. We're a boutique shop, and we get to know our students well enough, and they us, that we can identify in them potential that they may not even know exists, and reach inside and unlock that and help develop it. And that's really impactful for them and for us. And Pivot is a big part of that, because the program helps our students get more in touch with themselves and their dreams and with each other as a senior class. And frankly, with the faculty and staff who are engaged in the program as well. And so it's really important. The school is small by hospitality school standards, though thankfully we have rebounded from our COVID impact. We have a first year class that's as large and with the same yield as we had prior to COVID, which is good. And I actually anticipate growth over the next couple of years in a declining market, which is really exciting. The industry is challenged by human capital needs, particularly, but not exclusively, among the management ranks. And it's really important to us as a school that we are not just putting students out into the world of hospitality work who can be successful, but who can help change the industry for the better. And that speaks to why you call us the Social Impact Program, who can have an impact on the organizations they're in and the people with whom they work in those organizations, all for the better. My background is in restaurant operations between undergrad and grad school, and I came to the academy to help young people who wanted careers in hospitality to learn and to develop the ability to create humane workplaces. And I think very much that that's what we've done in the school. I think our environment is quite humane, and we have a really wonderful community and care deeply about each other and about our students' learning. And I think that our students are going to go out into the world and make the kind of change and impact the people they work with in such positive ways. And I'm delighted. Do you want me to introduce the students?
Yes, please.
So, as I mentioned, we have two seniors on with us. The first is Mireille Baxter, and the second is Kevin Pereira Leon. And I am quite confident that they will acquit themselves well in sharing their pivot experiences. So I'll kick back to you and let you do your thing. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And for my listeners, David and I went to college together many years ago. So that's how we got to know each other. And at one point in my career, I left the hospitality industry. So I'm so glad to be back in it and be a partner with you. I mentioned to Kevin and Mireille earlier that we started the program 4 years ago at your school. So I feel like we were freshmen together. We went through COVID together. We went through the transformation of the hospitality industry together. So you two have been through a lot. And I also appreciate that your school stayed open and kept you together live as much as possible. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why you're rebounding so well in a down market for your education. So congratulations to all of you, and congratulations to being in seniors. The reason we have Mireille and Kevin here is because their peers, their classmates, voted for them to represent the class. Pivot with Purpose is an experience that culminates with what we call dream pitches or vision pitches. And each student pitches their dreams and what the future looks like for them. And they did a magnificent job of presenting that from the heart. And we thought that as part of this podcast, we would have them do a synopsis of what they, you know, said. So we're going to start with Kevin, if that's okay, Kevin, and have you tell us your, you know, what your vision is for your future. It might have changed since we completed the program in the fall. And I'll have Mireille do the same thing, and then we'll talk more about the program.
Awesome. Thank you, Laurel and David. I mean, I started off with a quote from Jim Craig's book, actually. He's the goalkeeper for the 1980s team Dream on Ice when they beat the Soviets in the 1980 Olympics. And he calls it himself and the team underdogs because nobody really believed in them. And they really did overcome a hurdle that nobody thought could be overcome. And after that hurdle was overcome, then many other hurdles were passed very easily. And I really like to share that with my classmates because it's when you see someone next to you really like succeed that you're like, oh, wow, I could do that too. And when you're seeing every peer that's graduating go out in the hospitality industry and really change the environment and make it a humane workplace, I mean, you really do get inspired to do anything. So my vision for the future kind of pivoted. I was very surprised just because I really do love hospitality and my family loves hospitality. And it's something that just comes natural, which I think is like that for everyone in our school. But I decided to look more into finance, which is very odd, but it's something that I want to learn by myself. I feel like it's time for me to start learning, even though I've been learning for 4 years. I want to graduate and continue to learn. And I think that's one of the things that I'm looking to learn the most these next 4 years, you could say, after I graduate. But I'm definitely looking not to go to school. I'm more on the entrepreneurial side of things. Just to get things started. There's never a right thing to do. You'll never feel ready unless you really do it.
Well, whatever you do, Kevin, in the future, your hospitality background will serve you well, because I think everyone should take a hospitality course in undergrad, because really understanding how to serve people and come from that place is going to serve you well. So tell me a little bit about what you've done since Pivot, since this epiphany about finance. What have you done this year to put your epiphanies into action?
It's been interesting, actually. Since October, I just started changing what I do every day, pretty much. I mean, I started to build my schedule around the New York Stock Exchange. So I wake up every morning at 5 a.m. just to like get stuff done, you know, do some readings, do some homework. And then at 7:30, when the market opens, I can really just focus on that until about noon. I have classes from noon onwards, but it's every day. And over the 6-week break that we have so long here at DU, I did the same thing. And it's odd just because I wake up just naturally now wanting to do it every single day. But that's how it feels when you go and work in the hospitality industry. You wake up, you're ready to jump into it, create an experience for it. But this is something that I can just wake up from my bed, sit on my desk, and just be present right here. So it's been really nice. I feel like I've had more control over my life, if you can say that.
Well, I can't speak for David, but we were not doing that our senior year. But I will speak for him anyway. That's remarkable, Kevin. And that just speaks so much about you and having a passion. And when I put together some money, I'm going to throw it your way to help me invest it. So that's amazing. Mirye, let's shift over to you. So let's have you tell your story.
Definitely. I was always one of those people, I mean, since I was a kid, who wanted to do everything. Like, I had 500 different things I wanted to be when I grew up, because I truly believed I could do all of them. But when I came to figuring out what I wanted to study, I had no idea. And so I'm connected, because it was the first time in my life where I did something and it just clicked. And it felt like such a great fit. And so a lot of my journey, and something I shared a lot during my vision pitch, was how a lot of the things that I viewed as weaknesses, I now see as my greatest strengths. Particularly my experience. I came in and had worked as a barista for a year, and that was my exposure to hospitality, but I knew that I enjoyed it. And I remember feeling really intimidated, especially after COVID, of just, oh my goodness, I don't have all of the hours I need, or I'm not really sure I'm capable of doing this, or I don't know what area to focus on. And so I got in my own way a lot, in the sense that, okay, I'm just kind of overwhelming myself when I really should just trust the process. And so really the year between when I first did pivot to now was about soul searching and figuring out what it is that I'm passionate about. And for me, a lot of that has to do with wine. And so during the year when I turned 21, I had an abroad experience in France, and I just started paying attention to what I naturally gravitate towards. I think I shared a story where I was working at a hotel, and it was during the front desk, and someone was, I was taking over for a shift, and I just started researching wine. No one was coming in, no one was checking in, but I just recognized that I gravitated towards that. And so a lot of my vision pitch had to do with, I hope to open my own concept one day that really focuses on hiring people either from marginalized communities or survivors from just different backgrounds and experiences, and show them, hey, you can start from anywhere, and in many ways, just like everyone at Fritz has, then you can go far. And so that's kind of been my major encouragement, to say the only thing that really can stand in your way is yourself. And so it's up to you to determine what your limitations are and what you're passionate about, and to just kind of fill in the gaps from there. And so a lot of my vision for going into the future and graduating is that I look at how far I've come and how much further I have to go. And so I'm encouraged in that if I can live out that truth, then other people naturally gravitate towards that. And I just hope to be an example of someone who, you know, can start from anywhere, but puts in the work and makes things happen, and that others will be inspired to do the same.
So I loved in your vision pitch, you talked about your passion for wine even before you could drink wine. Can you tell us that story? Because I think it's amazing.
Absolutely. So during, especially fall of 2020, when everyone was back and you're still having hybrid on campus and off campus, just a lot more of the COVID restrictions still, I spent a lot of time at home just researching and studying. And so there actually, a couple of times when I was in the middle of a class, be it accounting or something, and I would just mute and start doing research on the side. But I just had this interest and this passion for beverages. And I do attribute that to working in a coffee shop for a year. It was kind of my first experience, but just kind of the art and science behind it. And so I would fill up notebooks with just notes on, okay, I'm going to take a wine class today and just learn about theory, or I'm going to focus a little bit on mixology and how cocktail baking works. And so I remember my favorite thing is I was studying a little bit and I begged my dad. I said, okay, dad, if you would just buy me one bottle of wine, I promise I'll be responsible. I'll stay at home. I won't leave my house, but like, I need to put something into like, I needed to be tangible. And so knowing me, he's like, okay, that's fine. And I was hooked and I still remember it to this day. And I would not consider it a very great wine, but at the time it was everything. So.
Well, I love parents encouraging passions, and I love that story. So I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want you both to think about the person you were when you were a freshman, like walking into school, and who you are today, and tell me how this program, this special place, this school has shaped you. Kevin?
Yeah, I can definitely go first. You know, I would say I'm almost the same person, because I remember I came into freshman year just really, really thankful to be here on a full ride scholarship and to just kind of be set. Because freshman year, I was in my head, I felt like I had a job guaranteed in the hospitality industry. And I remember being at an SMH conference in Houston talking with David. That it, like, if I wanted to, like, I could work with the Four Seasons. And to me, that was just a dream. So I was like, well, okay, that's possible. And as the years went on, as I started to, I actually ended up working with the Four Seasons for about a week. So that dream did come into reality way sooner than expected. But every year, my imagination grew from the companies that would come and speak with us. I mean, you really do see people with a passion in this industry. People that are literally selling furniture and are just sourcing the most beautiful furniture for all the beautiful hotels we have. And that's passion. I mean, you have to be creative. You have to really soul search all these different types of furniture. And just little stuff like that throughout the years inspired me to just think bigger than hospitality. Because if you can do anything in hospitality, then you can do anything, really, as Murray said. And yeah, and going abroad, it's required, which sounds like a drag, but it's not. It's the most wonderful experience I think anyone can have here. I went to Switzerland, so the hospitality in Switzerland was just beautiful. Traveling all through Europe was also way different than traveling through the United States. And that was just more eye-opening to all the different cultures and all the different like people that are out there that are doing different things, whether it's in hospitality or not. And Switzerland is where I got that financial little experience from, just because their investment banking is really big. And I got a chance to take a portfolio management class out there, which was just different for a hospitality student. It was different. And that little moment kind of clicked everything, I think, to make Pivot with Purpose even more successful than it would have been.
I love that you're bringing up something that's very unique about the school. And I want David to comment on it. You have an amazing career you have this amazing ability to develop relationships with employers. And I love that you did not worry about being employed when you graduated, because that is a very unique, special thing that most college students cannot say. So David, tell us more about your relationships with employers and all the things you do for career development for your students.
So I'm in my 16th year as the director of the school, which doesn't seem humanly possible. But in my first year, the person who was running our career services function, as we talked in the fall about our career fair, which was in winter, and she presented the list of the companies that had recruited the previous year, I said, we're going to have to revise this list because I don't think that a bunch of the companies on this list are in our students' aspirational set. And I would rather have fewer companies recruiting and have them be able to yield to hire students than have more companies just crowding the career fair floor. And so we've been very purposeful over the time to really hone, refine the list of companies that we engage with in this way. We engage with some companies for all students, whether they're summer experiences for first and second years and third years internships, or for our seniors who are completing and ready to launch. Last year, we launched a new program exclusively for the seniors and for companies that really are interested in seniors. And we do a progressive dinner where our students, and being small enables this, that we don't have 200 seniors or more. And we had recruiters at each table and students. And after each course, the recruiters moved. And so our students had the opportunity to engage in a non-career fair, non-interview setting with recruiters where they could get to know them and be known and to learn about their experiences in and out of the companies they currently work for. Those are the kinds of things that I think are really critical for our relationships with employers and our ability to set our students up. We're creative. We're very far from self-satisfied. We're constantly looking to innovate, and we're very fortunate to have the resources to be able to do some innovative things that produce really good outcomes for our students. I will say that having great talent fill the pipeline is the first step, but you have to really add value in significant ways to get that talent ready to launch. And I think that my team and I do a good job of developing our students as people, as managers and leaders, and as thinkers.
What a wonderful thing to incorporate hospitality into the recruiting and matching process. That's fantastic. Mirie, tell me how Fritz has shaped you in these 4 years.
Absolutely. Honestly, it has been probably by far the best part of my college experience, because I, unlike Kevin, and I've always a little bit envied people who knew what they wanted to do and have kind of, I have siblings that are that way. And I've always been a little bit like, man, I wish I always knew what it is that I was passionate about. But I think in a lot of ways, that's what led me to the hospitality school in the first place. I had no idea what I wanted to study. I started as an international business major, and starting college, I actually changed my major 4 times because whether or not I was on the right path. And so even international business, I wasn't excited about it. And so when I needed to fill a class and I first got exposure to the hospitality school, it was like the moment I realized, okay, I'm grounded in this and I have something that I can build on top of. For me, Fritz has really taken the little experience I've had and kind of molded it and helped shape me into being able to use that experience into looking for just opportunities post-graduation that I probably couldn't have even fathomed as a freshman. I think in a lot of ways, it's been able to take some of the raw talent and some skill sets that I've had and be able to turn it into something that I now am like, oh wow, I can look at my resume, can see the growth in the areas of opportunity. I remember starting as a part of banquet staff at Noble Events. Just different opportunities that Fritz has given me has allowed me to start somewhere and then grow in a way that probably would have taken a lot longer. It's also helped me with shaping like my areas of focus and just having support. Honestly, the way that the advising works here, how available all of the professors are, I can't tell you any other really program at DU where people know, you know, the people who help them with their classes, who are directing their school by name and can meet with them at any point. And I think those little things have all helped me get to where I am, where now I feel like, okay, I have a lot of tools in my tool belt. And I know that regardless of what I do, I can always come back to the school as a proud alumni and be able to speak to my own experiences and keep those relationships. And so I think relationships and just really sharpening, I think just whatever I came into the school with has been really helpful, because now the opportunities, kind of like Kevin said, things that I wouldn't have dreamed of. I remember my first career fair, I really wanted to work for the Breakers Palm Beach. I had no idea why. It looks like a really nice property, and it was in Florida, two things I really wanted. And I remember once upon a time, it would have been like the idea that I could even set foot on that property would have been wild. But when I got to actually intern there, it was just kind of a reminder that, okay, wow, if this is what's possible, this is a program I want to stick with. And even getting to graduation, kind of like Kevin said, I'm not worried about what job opportunities I'll have. I'm more worried about which ones I'll have to turn down. And I think that's a really unique position to be in.
I think Mireille is a really wonderful person to talk with about her experience in the school, because she is sort of a microcosm of the development opportunities that are available to someone who gets their fire lit. And then we're like the accelerant. And Mireille traveled with me. You know, she identified this interest in beverage. She pursued this interest in beverage, took our beverage management course a year earlier than most, right? Most of the class is seniors. Then this past fall, right after fall classes, traveled with me and one other student for our proprietary program, food and wine program, that's a week long in Piedmont in Italy. And that's all on the school's dime. And she's currently in our advanced beverage sequence now in winter and spring quarters. By the end of we're finishing week two right now of this quarter. By the end of week 10, Mireille will have level 2 certification in wine and in spirits from the Wine and Spirit Education Trust and a Cicerone certification. She's graduating with not just knowledge, but with professional certifications that a lot of people out in the world who are 10 years into food and beverage don't have.
Well, that speaks to the leader of this school and innovation and bringing together practicality with what the students enjoy. Kevin, I would love to hear from you, like, what has been your favorite hospitality class that you've taken and why?
I'm currently in that class right now. It is the contemporary cuisine class. We do 3 restaurants. Wines of the World, which is a course that's offered to non-hospitality students just to give them a little hint of what they missed by not.
That's mean.
So we do have 3 concept restaurants that we get to create. And it's a small class. It's 11, 12 students, I believe, just really working at it. Everything you've learned the last 3.5 years, you are now applying. All your work experience, everything, the higher ups that you talk to, you're bringing their ideas and just sharing it and creating actually something. So I'm really excited. We only started the menu for the first pop-up, but even with that, and Mireille is in that class as well. I mean, she can vouch for how amazing it is to just really be active. It doesn't feel like a class. It doesn't feel like a job. It just feels like you're just pouring your brains into a project.
And who teaches that class?
The one and only David Corson.
That's unique too, because when we went to hospitality school, our leader did not teach classes. So that speaks to his passion, and that's pretty amazing.
I have to give credit because I co-teach the class with our executive chef, Tim Downs.
Nice.
And together, we work really well together, I think. And the way we present the class on the first day to the students is that they're on a high wire and we're the net. And it's all just-in-time teaching. And they get to take risk and push themselves, and we will not let them fail.
Amazing. Amazing. Mirye, again, we're going to kind of end with you. So we're going to kind of circle back to Pivot with Purpose. Since you're the one of two people that's ever taken it twice in the history of the program, which I've done for over 20 years, what would you say is the reason to put some time and effort into this process of looking at yourself and creating a vision for the future?
One, the timing. Again, I remember as a freshman, the idea of just, okay, I have a degree and then I have a job I have to look for is already overwhelming enough. But I think what's so unique about not only being a hospitality student, but getting to participate in this program is that it kind of like reignites the spark going into your final year of school of, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm passionate about. These are where my peers are at and people who I hope I'll be working with one day and what they envision doing in the future. And so it just kind of, it really gets everyone on the same page. Not only getting to know one another well, but getting to know yourself better. I definitely think I'm really glad I got the chance to do it twice, because the difference between where I was as a junior and where I am finishing my last year of school is exponentially different. And I think just being able to look back on that and just track the growth versus it being more abstract has been really cool to see, because I can pinpoint specific times when I remember I was thinking this, I remember who my pivot partner was, I remember what they wanted to do, and watching them since graduation has been really cool, and getting to do the same thing again and just check in with myself has been a really unique experience. And so I really think a lot of places, other programs, other schools, even other majors, when you get to the stage where you're looking at, okay, what am I going to do post-graduation? So much emphasis is on, be it salary or what, you know, how many hours you're working and what you're doing. Whereas I really feel like within hospitality, but something that Pivot reminds you of is, what are you passionate about? What are you looking forward to? And so in many ways, I've looked back on my plan and some of it has changed a little bit. Some of it stayed the same, but I feel like it's a kind of an anchor and during a time where it could be really uncertain. And so I think it's such a great thing to get to start the year with that mentality. So that now as we're reading the end and it's kind of the finish line is in sight, it's not as overwhelming. And it's actually exciting to be able to say, I put in the work for the last 4 years. I'm about to be done with that. And I can step into the next chapter with a little bit more confidence than I had before, because I have something I can look back on and in some ways like have accountability with the other people who heard what I had to say. And I got to hear what they envisioned as well. And so I think not every program gets to do that. And we're really, 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 really lucky to have the opportunity.
Well, Dave and I are delighted to partner and provide that opportunity. It's so great. David, in closing, please share with parents and students that might be listening how they can learn more about your school or apply to your school.
Well, the DU website address is du.edu. And if you go onto that website and search, go into academics or admissions, you can find the Fritz Noble School of Hospitality Management in the majors list. We're a school within the Daniels College of Business, which is another distinct advantage for our students. They're earning a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. So they are, I think, really well prepared to be smart decision makers, in addition to having just the right elements to create great guest experiences. And so we would welcome any outreach by a parent or a student who's interested, and you can find us online, please.
And I'm excited about your school for many reasons, but I have witnessed that you are producing future compassionate leaders. So every student that I've interacted with is amazingly compassionate. And I'm excited to see what Kevin and Mireille do in their future. So I hope they'll keep in touch with me. And I want to thank you both for your time. And as always, David, it's great to spend time with you in this way.
And you as well, Laurel. Thank you for everything that you do in working with our students and in helping us develop them.
Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders podcast. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.